Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Giants get what they wanted with Daniel Jones coming back on a nice contract, 4 years, $160 million, you heard Marco talk about. And they are, you know, that allows them to bring back Saquon Barkley on the franchise tag. So everything worked out the way that the Giants wanted it for both Jones and Barkley. And now, moving forward, they can try to build a better team around those two guys with the cap flexibility now that they have with Jones not being put on a franchise tag. And, you know, the way that they're able to structure the contract so where it's only going to count, you know, 20-something million or whatever it is that I read against the cap this year. So all is good, right? Well, here's the thing. If I were to tell you a year ago, 1 year ago today, if I were to tell Giant fans that you're going to sign Daniel Jones for 4 years, $160 million, $40 million a year, what would have been your reaction? I would venture to guess, without hearing you, although if I listen close enough, I could maybe hear some of you yelling. I know I said the NL East is over, let it go. I know, I could be an idiot at times too. But I hear most of you yelling, there's no freaking way that you would have been okay with that. You would have gone nuts had I said a year ago that Daniel Jones would be signed to a four-year, $160 million deal. Well, that should not change that much in a year. I'm not saying that things are the same as they were a year ago, because they're not. We saw Daniel Jones go out there and have a decent year, a healthy year, a productive year, a winning year. He had a good year for this Giants team. He proved, he answered some questions, at least in this 1 year, that we needed to have answered going into that one show me year. Because the year before that, as we were waiting for show me years for Daniel Jones to go out there and prove himself, he didn't do it. And the talk was the excuses for those of you who backed Daniel Jones. Well, no offensive line or no weapons and blah, 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 blah. And then last year, somehow, without a great offensive line, without any weapons, he was able to go out there and show us that, you know what? Hey, you know what? This guy maybe can win some games. Which, to me, was more of a product of the head coach and the system with Brian Daboll. I think that's clear. We saw 3 years of Daniel Jones without Brian Daboll. You saw 1 year of Daniel Jones with Brian Daboll. Now, Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, like Daniel Jones, they wanted to keep their guy. But you can't tell me that based off of 1 year, because it's based off of nothing more than that. This is 1 year. You can't tell me that 15 touchdowns, a guy who threw for 15 touchdowns. I know he's, you know, a big runner. That's a big part of his game. But this was a career year, kind of, I don't want to say out of nowhere, but it was an aberration for Jones, who the 2 years prior was absolutely terrible. So in this 1 year, which was kind of an aberration for him, because if it wasn't, they would have picked up his fifth-year option, which is also why this is such a unique situation. The timing of this is so screwed up. You have a quarterback, a young quarterback, that if they're any good, usually you pick up the fifth-year option. If there's any even, you know what, I think he might be, if there's any hesitation, you pick up the fifth-year option. But with Jones, they didn't. And rightfully so. That was the right decision. I know they're going to pay him double, whatever, this year, but it was still the right decision. But you also not only had a young quarterback that was failing to a point where the organization didn't pick up the fifth-year option, you also had a new general manager and a new head coach. It's very rare that they would take over a situation with a quarterback going into his fourth year, give him an opportunity to show, prove himself, and then goes out there and proves himself to a certain extent. And then, after that 1 year, everybody's supposed to go all in and believe that Daniel Jones is the guy definitively, and the Giants, and now I know that they can get out of it after 2 years, and you know that a four-year commitment is not the end of the world. And you could also look at the other options, and I know that that's a popular argument. Well, if not Daniel Jones, who? That to me, while it may be a popular argument, it's not a great argument. Yes, the you look around at the quarterbacks around the league and the caliber of quarterback play, it's just not there. I mean, there's not a lot of quality quarterbacks in the NFL, which is why we say Jones is somewhere between 10 and 15 as far as the top quarterbacks go. But and I'm not saying that the Giants needed to go in a different direction here or not give him what he's worth, but I do warn, if you're a Giant fan, to proceed with caution. The idea that Daniel Jones all of a sudden figured it out and is some stud quarterback and is going to continue to evolve, you know, we don't know that. We don't. Now, he might, and the Giants are hoping he will, and they're paying him like he's going to evolve. I mean, they're paying him like that's going to be the case, where this is year one under Brian Daboll, and there should be a lot more, because there has to be more levels that Daniel Jones gets to. You cannot win. And remember, the Giants did win this year, but, and I know they won a playoff game and get to the divisional round, which the results of the season were terrific. Almost as good as you could do. Especially when you factor in there were zero expectations. But they were never really a top team. They were never really a team that you felt, you know, the realists of us. They were never really a team that you felt can do real damage. Beating the Vikings in the playoffs, while it was a great win and a great performance by Daniel Jones, that wasn't, you know, the Vikings stink. And it wasn't a shock that the Giants were able to go in there and beat Minnesota. Where you look at what they did in comparison to or against the top teams, they weren't close. And they have a long way to go, not only with building the roster out to be able to compete with the likes of whether it's Dallas, San Francisco, Philadelphia. You want to throw in some others potentially. And again, not many others, and if you're going based just off the results, I mean, the Giants are in that conversation after those teams. But there was a big disparity between those top teams and where the Giants were at. It's not just the entire roster. The quarterback is a big part of this. For the Giants to get to another level, Daniel Jones has to be able to do a lot more. And when asked to do a lot more, which he wasn't asked to do last year, he has had the propensity to make more mistakes. I mean, a lot of quarterbacks do, right? The more you throw the football, the more likely there are going to be mistakes made. But Jones, the more he throws the football, you know, there's a reason beyond just the lack of wide receivers. There's a reason the Giants didn't ask too much of Daniel Jones. Now, maybe they're treating him, or they treated him in last year's year one in their reign with Shane and Daboll. Maybe they treated him like a rookie quarterback, like a first-year quarterback in their system. And maybe there will be progression led by Daboll. Who could doubt Daboll, what he did in year one with Daniel Jones? But there still needs, it still needs to happen. This is not a finished product, or there better not be, by any stretch. So they are not paying for what was. They are not paying for what is. They are paying for what they hope could be. And that is dangerous. While there may not be better options, while it may be the right move and they had to get them locked up, it's still a question of how far Daniel Jones can elevate his game to see if they could get this team to the next levels. Daniel Jones did not do anything close to what Jalen Hurts did. Now, you could go over the list of all the top quarterbacks, but I'm just going of one that can compare to him. You know, even Dak Prescott, who a lot of people are down on, and look, you could point to some injuries with Dak. Who knows what the exact excuse is, but Mike McCarthy says they want to run the damn football more, and that's obvious because you need to run the football to prevent Dak from having to throw it 40 times or more, because the more you throw it, the more mistakes. You know, even Dak is a guy who's going to make mistakes, but he's also shown the ability to light it up through the air. Daniel Jones, and I know his rookie year, Jones had, you know, threw for 24 touchdowns under Pat Shurmur, and that was a promising season in certain regards. But Daniel Jones has not shown consistently he could get to that level as a thrower of the football, consistently. And we'll see, because I would bet that the Giants are going to have more weapons around him now this year, better wide receivers, and put more pieces in place around him. But is he going to elevate his game to get to another level? They are banking that he is. I am not ready to say that after watching him for 4 years. He was very good this year. At times against Minnesota, he was terrific. But he's still a quarterback with a lot of question marks. So be careful what you wish for, because the Giants got exactly what they wanted. Locked up Daniel Jones. Have the ability now to bring back Saquon Barkley on the franchise tag. And have the ability to go out there and build a team. Now is where we really learn about what the Giants are made of. I believe in Brian Daboll. I think he's a great coach. But now we're going to find out, with a team with expectations off of last year. You know, you got to remember that they had zero. Nobody thought Daniel Jones would do what he did last year. The majority of people wanted the Giants to move on from both Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. And then they have that 1 year. Proceed with caution. Then they have that 1 year, and everybody gets sucked in, and instead of going from, this guy's no good, you go from, we have to keep him. We have to get this guy. We have to keep both these guys long term. We're going to find out what Joe Shane is made of, and I do trust him. I trust them both, him and Dable. I think they're going to be fine moving forward. I don't trust Daniel Jones as much as I trust Joe Shane and Brian Dable, though. And it's not only a show me for Joe Shane, whether it's through the draft or free agency. Not only, okay, Dabes, let's see what you got in store for year two. More importantly, okay, Daniel, you want the big money. Your agents wanted more than you got. You ended up getting $40 million a year. Let's see where you stack up now against the top quarterbacks. I know you're better than the Ryan Tannehill types. I know you're on par with the middle-of-the-pack guys. But for the Giants to get to the next level, can Danny Dollars get to the next level himself? I don't think he can. 877-337-6666. Your calls on the other side. We'll get into Aaron Rodgers and the excitement that that is bringing. I told you so. It's going to happen. Do you believe me now? All the talks heating up yesterday after we go off the air, really while we were on the air with the Trey Wingo report, and then, you know, all the stuff that came after that where the Jets had permission. So we were talking about possibly tampering if the Wingo tweet was accurate. But Jets had permission to be able to talk to Aaron Rodgers, flying out to California to meet with Aaron Rodgers. Matter of fact, they're on their way back, if not landing as we speak. Forget the exact timeline there. But Jets flying back after that meeting with Rodgers. It sounds promising. You got to be excited if you're a Jet fan. It is not very often you have an opportunity to get a Hall of Fame quarterback. It was a clear need for this team. So we seem like we're getting closer and closer to maybe a decision with Aaron Rodgers and where he is going to end up. So we stay tuned for that as well. 877-337-6666. Your calls on the other side. Just getting started as we go to 5 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Sal Licata on the Fan. Your boy Daniel Jones is back. How you feeling? Do you believe in him? Do you believe Daniel Jones can get to that next level? And it's funny, too, Daniel Jones will be overshadowed once the Jets announce that the Aaron Rodgers trade goes through in the next couple of days, because then it goes from, okay, yeah, that's great, Daniel Jones is a solid quarterback, and what are the other options? But the Jets went out there and just got a Hall of Famer. 877-337-6666. Scott is calling from Dix Hills, New York. What's up, Scott? What's up with this thing here? All right. Scott is not, I'm not able to punch this in, and there's no board op in the studio because McKeon just left to, I guess, go to the bathroom, whatever it is. So I'll sit here and just talk to myself for the next 5 minutes again. Should I repeat the Daniel Jones stuff, or should I talk about Aaron Rodgers? I mean, this is with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, it has been Rodgers or bust from the get-go, really from the moment that it was announced that the Packers are going to be trading Rodgers, if they did, that it would be to the AFC. And once that came out, then you knew the Jets had to be able to go out there and get Rodgers. And they went all in, and to their credit, Rodgers should have been the top target. And they didn't waver at all when it came to potential other options with Derek Carr before he went to New Orleans. And, you know, they have a chance to get a difference-making quarterback. You got to be able to go all in. I'm just sitting back. I'm waiting for McKeon to get back before I actually move on with the show. I'm just rambling and talking to myself. It's just me here. There's really nothing I could do because I can't leave. I can't push the caller in because the screen is frozen. And I'm kind of on an island by myself. This is what happens when, you know, you're by yourself on the overnight here. Let's see. I wonder if we could fix this screen. Oh, man. That's an odd problem to have. The thing froze up. Let's see. Oh, that doesn't work. All right. Anyway. There are some things that are a sign. Well, this is one of them. Let's put it that way. But anyway, with Derek Carr leaving to the Saints, I know some fans were upset yesterday. And now maybe there's more hope as some of the news came out with Rodgers meeting with the Jets. You have to be, if you're a Jet fan, beyond excited. Like even more excited than the Giant fan should be for Daniel Jones. And if you get that quarterback, and I hear the comparisons to Brett Favre and when Favre was, you know, came here from Green Bay. Like, that's the same thing. It's so long ago. Nobody even remembers that. Let it go. Well, just because he's a Hall of Fame Packer, big deal. It's just a coincidence. It has nothing to do with the Aaron Rodgers situation. Whatever worked out with Favre back in the day, whether it didn't work out, why they made the trade, whether you liked it, whether you didn't, has nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers currently. With Rodgers, it is a different story because Aaron Rodgers right now is still playing at a very high level, and he's coming to a Jets team that, you know, obviously they're a team that's still building, but a team that was pretty solid outside of the inept quarterback play. And without developing Zach Wilson and without putting him in a place to succeed, we've gone over that plenty of times before, without putting Wilson in a spot to succeed and not having him develop, they clearly needed a veteran quarterback. And it's not even close when you look at what was available. And we'll get into Lamar Jackson a little bit later on as well. But when you look at what was available, it's the same thing where everybody's talking about the Giants. Well, what are the other options? Well, I mean, the Jets went out there and are trying to go get a Hall of Fame quarterback. So tell me that that's not a better option than anything else out there. It's the only difference-making quarterback that is available. And that's why you don't care what picks it's going to take to give up Rodgers. You don't care what the money situation is going to look like with Aaron Rodgers. You go out there and you get that top quarterback if you can at all do so. And they are doing all that they can to be able to do that. Hey, McKeon, I see that you're back here. Can you, the call screen is frozen. So I'm seeing Scott up there, right? Can you punch him in? Scott is from Dix Hills. Scott?
Bingo.
There we go. How about that? Hallelujah. Hey, we got to get this screen fixed because it's frozen. I don't know what happened. This is not a problem with Keith McKeon? No?
Houston, we've We've cleared the tower.
Sorry about that, Scott. All right, what's on your mind now?
So, well, what you talking about, right? So, I'm a Giant fan, but let's start with what you were just talking about, right? So, Aaron Rodgers. You know, what I'm seeing in Aaron Rodgers in the last year or so, it's hard to read. It is. Is he missing a step? Has he become Peyton Manning in the last year or so, where his team won kind of despite him? Or is he still got some Tom Brady left in him, where his team won?
He doesn't need Peyton Manning or Tom Brady in him. He's Aaron Rodgers. He's a Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
But has he lost a little? Or is he firing on all cylinders like he always was?
Well, I mean, I still think he's a guy, if you watched him last year, that is playing at a high level. And remember, he's coming into a situation where they have some weapons now. They have a good defense. I'm not saying it's going to be as good or better than Green Bay, although I do think the Jets have a better spot right now than what Green Bay was a year ago. And it's just run its course with the Packers. But Rodgers himself, you watch him play, and I watched a lot of Aaron Rodgers even as recently as last year. You watch him play, he's still by far one of the better quarterbacks in the league.
And his will to win is kind of unmatched. You know, there's only few quarterbacks that have that in them like that. Now, that brings me over to Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Giant fan here. Daniel Jones, he's an enigma because the games they won last year, the start they had, when you heard the credit being passed around, it wasn't because so much of Daniel Jones for at least the good first half of the season. It was because of the coach.
Right.
They had so many close games, and because they were managed so well, they were able to get past teams.
Well, right. He won Coach of the Year. It was more Brian Dable. See, the reason why it was Brian Dable is because we saw 3 years of Daniel Jones. And then all of a sudden, 1 year of Daniel Jones under Brian Dable, everything changed.
Yeah. So are we going to be able to see, one thing the Giants been lacking for a good several years are wide receivers that can create distance between themselves and the defenders. Mm-hmm. So if you notice, even when balls are completed, there's always someone right on them. The ball has to be wedged right in there. Otherwise, there's nowhere to go. It's very rarely do you see giant defenders like a Kelce from Kansas City where people are saying, how does he always find the open areas?
Well, I mean, Kelce's a rare example. I mean, he is a legitimate stud in that offense.
You don't even see a little of that with giant receivers. It's like you got to tuck the ball right in there. Did it perfectly.
Yeah, I know, but what I hear is excuse-making. I mean, I hear excuse-making, and I still don't think you could look at Daniel Jones, regardless of who the wide receivers are and all that, and think that go ahead, Noir.
What I was going to say was, what's going to be the question is he going to be good enough with some, let's say he gets some pressure in his face, to be able to make those plays where he leads receivers who are open to the spot they're going to be before they're there. That good quarterbacks can do. And hopefully the Giants have those receivers, can get those types of receivers.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to get receivers either way. And thank you for the call, Scott. We appreciate you checking in. They're going to have to get receivers. And I know that, Brian Dable wants guys who could separate. Of course that they do. Who doesn't? You want to have guys that could separate and create space, and whether they're speed guys, whether they're over-the-middle type guys, physical receivers, downfield threat, underneath. I mean, the Giants need better receivers, and they're going to work on that. But to me, a better receiver does not necessarily make a better quarterback. And I know we could go around circles in with this argument here, but did Patrick Mahomes get any worse because he didn't have Tyreek Hill? Because remember last year, prior to Tyreek Hill going to Miami, they talk, well, Pat Mahomes has great receivers. Oh, look, he's got Tyreek Hill. Yeah, oh, anybody can throw it. Oh, yeah? Well, look at Patrick Mahomes, what he did without Tyreek Hill. Now, you're talking about Patrick Mahomes, one of the greatest ever. I understand that. But still, that's the point, is that a wide receiver does not make the quarterback, and vice versa. If you're so, oh, well, he needs the wide receivers. Yeah, well, there are a lot of quarterbacks that can, you know, throw the ball to Randy Moss and have success. Did Davante Adams going to the Raiders make Derek Carr better than Aaron Rodgers? No freaking way it didn't. Aaron Rodgers is still the better quarterback. So we know from a team standpoint, the Giants need wide receivers. I don't believe it's going to make Dan. Now, make his numbers better, and maybe that allows the Giants to open it up a little bit more and throw the football down the field with Jones more so than they did this year if they have better weapons. And that'll make his stats look a little bit better. But will it make Daniel Jones a better player or a better quarterback? I don't believe that the answer is yes on that. Scott is calling from Dix Hills. Scott, what's on your mind on this Wednesday morning? Scott? Oh, that was Scott. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you put him on. Oh, Charlie. So this screen's not even right. I can't even see the right call. Charlie and Bethpage. What's up, Charlie? How are you, Charlie?
I'm happy. We are getting closer to getting our quarterback and Aaron Rodgers. Giant fans, you worry about your $40 million quarterback. We're getting our quarterback, and it's going to make for a great season next year. We are on the move, Jeff fans. We are on the move.
Well, you got to be excited if you're a Jeff fan with the idea of you're going to go get one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I mean, there's no doubt that Rodgers is a Hall of Fame quarterback. There's no doubt that right now, even as it stands right now this second, that Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He takes the Jets to another level. You should be excited.
I am pumped. And another thing is, I don't know how the Giants give him $40 million anyway, because New Orleans Saints, they did their job getting Carr at their place to play for them, and they didn't throw that kind of money around. And Carr's a proven factor. Daniel Jones has not a proven factor. He doesn't deserve that kind of money. He's got to prove himself. But they gave him the money. They all throwing the money around to all these quarterbacks. Geno Smith, Wilson. Forget about Deshaun Watson. You go get massages from 35 different women. Everyone's throwing the money around. But we're getting our guy, and I can't wait for the Jets season, baby. J-E-T-S. Jets.
It is the perfect, and thank you for the call, Charlie. Appreciate you checking in. All right, I think we're starting to get back in business here. It is the perfect answer for the Jets. As a matter of fact, they lucked out. It couldn't have gone any better. The only thing maybe that could have been better is if Zach Wilson developed into a stud by year two and you felt good about where he's going to be moving forward, you know, for the next 15 years. Other than that, this is the best thing possible. To be able to get a franchise quarterback, a Hall of Fame quarterback, and be able to go out there now and try to legitimately compete to get to a Super Bowl. Rodgers puts you in that conversation. It's not very often that that can happen. James is calling from Long Island. What's up, James?
Hey, brother, how you doing? First time, long time. Quick question. I got to get off my, got to go back to work after my break. Why did you have to jinx the Mets, brother?
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the call, James. Appreciate you checking in. Kenny is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, what's up, Sal?
How are you, Kenny?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you? Good?
Great, yeah.
All right. I want to start with the Daniel Jones. I love the contract, personally.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2-year out. That's great.
Right.
The team can still get help, which is very – those two things are very important. The fact that if it doesn't work out, we can get out, and we can also get help this year. So no matter what the money is, $40 million, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. I like the contract because it has some safety in it. I love that. And we can get, and we can
right.
get some weapons.
The contract itself is not the problem, Kenny. The problem is the quarterback. So the Giants got their guy the way that they wanted to get him. I mean, whatever. The way that it works out to $40 million per year, I'm not worried about that necessarily. They got their guy under a contract to where they can still build their team the way that they want to this year. They were able to bring back Saquon Barkley on the franchise tag, so everything's perfect. They have money to spend now. So my problem is not the contract itself, whether you talk about the out or whatever. The problem is the quarterback. Is he the guy? Like, those questions still have not been answered. Certain questions were answered last year. We still don't know if he's the guy that could get them to another level.
And this is what I'm talking about. Now, let me get to my second part. Do we have the guy? Now, you were saying he's like ranked 10 to 15 in the league, and I'm looking at a list of quarterbacks, man, and it's looking more like he's about 19.
That's a little low.
I can run them off real quick.
Well, no, just tell me. I mean, we know the obvious ones. Where are you? Who's immediately in front of him? Who do you have 10 through 19?
So I'll just tell you who's Kyler Murray better than Daniel Jones right now.
I don't know if you could say that.
Huh?
How could you say that definitively? Kyler Murray is
because when Kyler Murray had his head right and he was getting along with the coach for the first couple years and things were.
Well, who had a better year last year, Kyler Murray or Daniel Jones?
But we don't. Who has proven that they can be effective in the league?
Well, Daniel Jones had a better year than Kyler Murray's ever had as far as win total goes or winning goes.
Well, the organization over there is not as good as the Giants. Come on, baby, this is top of the line over here.
The Giants?
This is top of the line. The Giants, yes.
Well, how
we
are
run
they?
Our organization.
How are they top of the line?
We run our organization better. I'm just saying, we run our organization over here better than Arizona.
Oh, you do? How many coaches have the Giants had in the last 5 years?
I mean, that it happens.
Oh, it does? Oh, no, I'm not comparing it to Arizona. You're saying it's top of the line, baby. But the Giants have been bottom of the line, baby, in the last recent years. I mean, outside of Shane and Dable, they got lucky. The Giants, how many years did it take for them to find a competent general manager, a competent head coach, year after year? I mean, the Giants were a joke.
I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
Okay, but let's not make it like the Giants are the gold standard in recent years, because they're not. The Giants have been an embarrassment.
No. Not in recent years. Not in recent
years. Anyway, so Kyler Murray, I would disagree with Kyler Murray. But anyway, who else you have on that list?
All right. What about Justin Fields?
I mean, I think that's up for debate. I think Justin Fields is a different type quarterback, and it's hard to compare year one quarterback to year four, but I would say Justin Fields on a better trajectory. He's a difference-making quarterback, where Daniel Jones is not that yet, or maybe not that ever.
I got a spicy one. What about Jared Goff?
Yeah, I think Goff is better. I think Jared Goff is better at throwing the football than Daniel Jones. Now, they're different because Goff is not going to be the runner that Jones is, but I think Jared Goff is better than Daniel Jones. That may not be popular opinion, but you can make that argument.
What about Matthew Stafford?
I don't like Stafford, but hard to say that Jones is better than he is because of Stafford's record. If you're talking about right now, then maybe I side with Daniel Jones. It depends what type of team you have. The Giants aren't ready to go win a Super Bowl anytime soon. I think if you're closer to winning, Stafford would probably be the quarterback. But, all right, who else?
Jimmy Garoppolo or Daniel Jones.
Yeah, again, similar to the Stafford argument, although less proven. Garoppolo is one of those guys who he would fit on a certain team, I think, better than Daniel Jones. But if you're a young team like the Giants are trying to rebuild, I think you'd rather have Daniel Jones and have that potential upside. See, that's the difference. Where Jones still has the potential upside there, Garoppolo,
I like that about him.
Yeah.
But currently, you know, we're talking about current rankings.
Mm-hmm.
Not upside, nothing that's not proven, right?
Right.
We didn't even name the top guys. I could say Russell Wilson. How about that? What about that?
Well, he had an awful year, Russell Wilson.
He did. He started to spark up a little bit towards the end, but we'll see what happens. But I don't know. That's kind of up in the air too, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, again, for the Giants right now, if everything was equal, they'd take Daniel Jones over Russell Wilson. But Russell Wilson's a better quarterback. He's always been. So, I mean, right now, it's a different situation for their organization. So it's a weird conversation to have, Kenny, and thank you for the call. We don't need to rattle off all of the names, of course. I mean, you get the point. We understand what you're saying. Where you could make, and I remember doing this during the year where we were saying Jones could be anywhere from 10 to 15. You want to go a little bit lower than that. Yeah, I mean, you could make those arguments depending on where you sit on guys like Murray or Goff or Garoppolo. But for the Giants, they wanted Daniel Jones back, and they got him. But there's still got to be another layer or different levels to Daniel Jones' game for the Giants as a team to get to legitimately another tier. Yes, they made it to the divisional round. They were not anywhere close to being a legitimate divisional round team. They're not that good. They were the which one of these don't belong, which is fine in a year where there were zero expectations. There were zero expectations. It was year one of a new head coach, new general manager, and they go to the divisional round. So success all the way around. But the expectations now are going to be much higher because of the results. And it is going to be hard for the Giants to get back there. Other teams in the NFC will be better. There will be maybe tougher competition. I know the AFC is absolutely loaded, but you know, there are going to be teams that improve in the NFC. Maybe the South actually becomes competent for a change. Maybe the Giants aren't as fortunate to match up with a team that was highly overrated like Minnesota. Can Daniel Jones elevate his play to another level or two? He's going to get this Giants team where they ultimately want to be. 877-337-6666. More of your calls on the other side. Giants quarterback Daniel Jones is back. Jets quarterback, not yet Aaron Rodgers, but it looks like that may be the case. Hopefully sometime soon. Whatever it is that you want to discuss on this Wednesday morning, I'm here for you. 877-337-6666. Sal Licata on the Fan.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.